On Wednesdays, we usually talk about books. Today, we're going to talk about characters from books and films. Here with a retrospective of famous characters in classic children's stories is Mara Gubar. She's a professor of children's literature at the University of Pittsburgh. And by the way, all the characters are pigs.
Imaginary oinkers have been featured in children's literature for a long time. But back in the 19th century, they often functioned as revolting symbols of sloth, as in the rhyme. Let swine enjoy their filthy sports. Yes, let them sleep and eat. But children always should be clean and keep their clothing neat. As time went on, the portrayal of pigs shifted from disgusting to delicious. There is no cartoon cow named Hamburger Hal, but in the 1930s, Looney Tunes cheerfully introduced children to Porky Pig, who, in his first appearance, was actually teamed with a little cat named Beans. Similarly, the adventures of E.B. White's Wilbur and the cinematic star Babe conform to what I call the dead pig walking scenario. Trapped on animal death row, these porcine protagonists must confront their own edibility. Babe learns the hard truth about his purpose in life from the farmyard cat.
The fact is that animals that don't seem to have a purpose really do have a purpose. The bosses have to eat. It's probably the most noble purpose of all when you come to think about it.
They eat pigs?
Pork, they call it. Or bacon. They only call them pigs when they're alive.
Other vulnerable porkers include the three little pigs who flee the huffing, puffing wolf, and Winnie the Pooh's timid pal, Piglet, who shares Porky's penchant for stammering. But none of these hapless hogs seem remotely related to Olivia, the gifted young star of Ian Falconer's beautiful, funny picture books. Far from being shy, Olivia always blossoms in front of an audience. She sings, tells stories, paints pictures, and, in her latest adventure, solves a mystery. And rather than rolling in mud, she excels at creative accessorizing, transforming her boring school uniform into a highly individualized outfit. So who is Olivia's predecessor? Has any other swinish character managed to slough off the dirt of the farmyard and ascend to the celestial heights of stardom?
Well, I can scoop up a great big dipper full of lard from the drippings can, throw it in the skillet, go out and do my shopping, and be back and forth melting my pan, 'cause I'm a woman.
Yes, Olivia's foremother is none other than the most luminous star in the Muppet galaxy, the great Miss Piggy. Like Olivia, Miss Piggy has many talents, including singing, dancing, directing, and delivering karate chops. Like Olivia, she is confident in her own abilities and aggressive in pursuing her goals. There is not a whiff of the barnyard about either of these cosmopolitan pigs. They attend opening nights and art exhibitions, not provincial state fairs. We live in a culture that is cruel to hefty women, so it is particularly heartening that it is female characters who transcend the old paradigms of pigginess. Long live Miss Piggy and her spiritual goddaughter Olivia, hogs who truly stand out from the herd.
Mara Gubar teaches children's literature at the University of Pittsburgh. This is Day to Day from NPR News.